This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We looked at what I called an impact statement in our last visit. Ezra chapter 3, verse 3 declares, "Despite their fear of the people around them, they built the altar and sacrificed burnt offerings on it to the Lord." This pictures the challenge of obedience. That first step was difficult, but they took it. They followed with further steps of obedience. When they organized and got to work on the temple, I was fascinated by the description of who they appointed to supervise the building. Ezra 3:8 says, "They appointed Levites 20 years of age and older to supervise the building." We often disqualify people for the wrong reason. Would most churches be ready to appoint a 20-year-old to be an elder in their church? What about appointing a 20-year-old as pastor? Is it age that qualifies a person for leadership, or character, giftedness, and experience? Timothy was young when Paul chose him for leadership. He had to encourage him, but he was in a position of leadership. Knowing that people often question the authority of one who is young, Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 4:12, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." Spurgeon, the prince of preachers, began his pastoral ministry in his teens. The temple was built under the supervision of men 20 years of age and older, working together.